Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9.
Industry groups around the state have backed opposition calls for the state government to take action to combat the effect of energy price rises on businesses. Yeah, it's not just hurting you and me. The businesses are struggling. President of the Tasmanian Hospitality Association said Ben Carpenter said electricity price rises were forcing an unsustainable reality on cafe, restaurant and pub businesses. But then again, someone who doesn't agree with that is THA Chief Executive Officer Steve Olds. Steve, good morning.
Mike, how you going?
All right, mate. I wanted to get your opinion on this because they're saying, look, the larger restaurants facing energy price rises are, 40 to 60%, while some pubs that contracted 2 years ago have seen price increases of between 80 and 100%. That is unsustainable.
100%, and yeah, just to be clear, I do agree with Ben. Ben's my president. Is that we do agree with it, and I think I made the comment in the media thing we put out saying that rebates can assist venues and they're welcome, but the ultimate thing is that this is a long-term issue and we've got to work out a long-term sustainable fix to it. So, you know, one of the things we're saying is we believe that you need to introduce an energy efficiency scheme that can offer, you know, incentive to businesses to become more energy efficient and financially resilient so that we can deal with this issue, because it's not going away. I mean, by just asking for a rebate, it's just asking for a handout, and that can help in the short term. But the long-term issue is if the prices are going to continue to go up, you know, 50 to 100% every year, governments are not going to be able to continually give out a rebate or a handout every year. We need to basically work out how we can make businesses energy efficient and work out to get some long-term solutions to this. Because as I said, we've been told from energy experts that, you know, this is going to be around until at least probably 2028, which is another, you know, 6 years away, and businesses can't sustain those sort of increases every year.
And it's always interesting, isn't it, when you hear how we're 100% renewable, nearly 200%, and power prices will go down. It's not reality.
No, mate, I'm far from an energy expert, but it does my head in to think that we always talk about these things we're heavily investing in, and it's going to do all these major things for Tasmanian energy prices, apparently. But all I can say is, and this is part of our recently released Hospitality 2030 visionary document, which is about saying that we've got one of the issues we need to deal with is energy, is the prices are continually going up for our members. And, you know, when a business hits a 100% increase, and you're not talking about small numbers here, if a pub or an accommodation venue gets a 100% increase on a year or every 2 years, that's a massive impact on those businesses. And the reality is there's only one way that can be dealt with, and that's like any tax or anything put on a business, is it ends up going back to the consumer. And at the same time these prices are going up, we're hearing about all these inflation issues and all those other sort of things for individuals, which means there's less disposable income for individuals and families, which means they're less likely to come into our hospitality venue. So it's a double-edged sword for us.
Oh, look, totally. How do you feel an opposition spokesman for energy and renewables, Dean Winter, last week called for a rebate scheme similar to the one introduced back in 2017, I was reading, which saw the then Hodgman government include $20 million to reduce energy price impacts?
Yeah, 100%. Look, don't get me wrong, we're not against saying that the industry at the moment doesn't need a rebate or some form of assistance. But as I said, I think if we just rely on rebates, and that's just going to continually cost the government every year a rebate amount, which is basically a handout. And someone made a comment to me the other day which said, we can basically feed a person a fish for a day, or you can ask them to buy, we can buy them a boat and a rod and get them to fish for themselves. I mean, it's that sort of issue of saying the way we need to deal with this is, yep, there's some short-term pain and rebates can fix that, but we also need to sit down, the government needs to sit down and go, what's the long-term solution to this? Because if we're going to have this issue till 2028 at least, surely the government isn't in a position to budget and give us a rebate every year. So what we're saying is we need a better solution, a long-term solution. Rebates are a short-term. What's a long-term solution to sort of cut these energy bills going up every year?
Absolutely. Have you been meeting with Minister for Energy and Renewables, Guy Barnett? He said the government was already meeting with industry to better understand the current market conditions. I tend to think, you know, there's not a lot you really need to understand.
Well, we haven't heard from or had a meeting with him yet. So we have a lot of conversation with our Minister for Hospitality, Nick Street, about a raft of issues, and he's been great to deal with, but we haven't heard from Guy Barnett's office in relation to energy. I have heard from Dean Winter. Dean Winter's been constantly talking to us and our members about this issue, land tax issues as well, and he's sort of been keenly talking to us about the issues. And again, a lot of members are affected by land tax, energy prices, insurance costs. All those things are going up, and it's putting a lot of pressure on our hospitality businesses.
Yeah, I think you're right when you say that the Tasmanian government should step up and introduce energy efficiency schemes that can offer incentives to local businesses to become more energy efficient and financially resilient to higher costs. And that's a quote from your good self.
Yeah, we've got to, mate. I mean, I said short-term rebates work for the short-term, but long-term is we know the energy experts tell us that this is around for a long time, so we need to actually get some long-term fixes in place to make sure that we can get this under control for our businesses. So we're keenly interested to hear what Minister Barnett can come up with that can help the hospitality industry, because we've also heard there's some proposed changes to TAS Network's tariffs that could mean that businesses are negatively impacted if they work outside the traditional 9 to 5 hours, which obviously hospitality venues do. So we're really keen to get an understanding from the government as to the impact this is going to have on hospitality businesses and what the solution is to fix it long term, because again, they can't continue to get insurance costs, land tax costs, energy costs going up every year. The rates of 100% every year is just going to put businesses out of business.
I know the Launceston Chamber President, Kate Daly, has said Tasmania's abundant electricity source and low energy prices was a key economic advantage for the state that needs to be supported. Well, yeah, that's a lay-down, Missouri.
100%. You said quite rightfully earlier, Mike, is that there's a lot of talk around different projects that are, make Tasmania, a leader around the country and stuff, but unfortunately what my members say to me is they're not seeing it in their pricing. So, again, all we ask is from a hospitality point of view, we'd love to hear from the government as to how we can bring these prices down rather than continually going up at 50 to 100% increases, because it's not sustainable in the long term.
And tell me, Steve, we spoke, it would have to be a year or so ago, I'm sure, talking about the Liberals' $98.5 million plan for TAFE, including 100 more teachers, brand new infrastructure, et cetera. Yet all you ever been, continuously we're still struggling to get hospitality, to get people into the industry, period.
Yeah, look, we are, and that's not TAFE's fault. I mean, TAFE, we work closely with TAFE and Drysdale trying to work on, getting young people and or older people through training at TAFE or any of the other registered training organisations. I think the biggest issue we all face at the moment is lack of bodies. Like, every industry is trying to recruit more people to it. You go into a retail store, you see a sign up saying that, staff vacancies. You see it in hospitality, and it's one of the things we're working on is, how do we attract people, whether they're younger or older people, back into the industry? I've heard messages around, people are on age pensions and stuff. Is there ways that the federal government can give support to them to get them back into the workforce and not deduct them off their age pension or whatever it might be, or off their retirement fund? So there's a raft of things that state and federal governments need to look at to get, the bodies back into the industry, because we're not the only industry fighting for staff. There's a lot of others as well, and you can only train people if they're actually available to work in the industry. And the problem at the moment we've got is we've just got a lack of bodies.
Steve, what's the immediate solution?
It's a very good question, Mike. I mean, I think part of it is attracting people who are, as I said, I think people who are older, people who have retired or looking to work less. I've chatted to a few of them and they sort of say, look, there's no incentive for us to go back to work. If we're on a pension or whatever it might be, if we work a certain amount of hours, we get our pension cut, so it's not worth us doing it. I think there needs to be incentives to get those people who have worked all their lives, worked hard to get their pension and stuff, to actually give them an incentive to also go back and do a bit of casual work. Then we're actually working the THR on a proposal about the Pacific Islands, looking at places like Fiji and stuff. We've had meetings with them. The problem is they're in the same position as us, as they're lacking people in Fiji for their industry. But if we can work to help places like Fiji and Pacific Island places to get their training right and get people back into their industry, then eventually we can get them back here. I see places like Northern Territory have just announced that they're going to go to the UK on a bit of a fact-finding and search mission to try to find people to bring back to the hospitality industry. I've reached out to them to say, well, is it something Tasmania could piggyback off the back of? And
maybe
people come from the UK to Northern Territory for 6 months and then they come to Tasmania for 6 months in the better weather. So I think we've got to think outside the box now in relation to how we get people here. And I think the only way we can is we lost so many visa workers through COVID. I think the only way we're going to get is we're going to need to get people back in here somehow. And I guess the attractiveness of Tasmania as a destination puts us at the forefront. I guess we've got to now get to parts of the country and parts of the world, where people want to come down to Tasmania and live and want to bring their skills or want to get trained to work in our hospitality industry. So we've got to try to think outside the box.
And what do you think, if anything can happen, if you sat with the government right now and the Premier for power, what would you say?
Look, I'm not a power expert other than say that whatever scheme we put in place has to be a long-term sustainable thing that brings the prices down for our hospitality venues. So, as I said here before, rebates are a great thing and businesses like them, but I think we've got to work on a energy efficiency program like they have in other industries to work out how we can bring their prices down long-term. So we're trying to work with an energy expert at the moment to sort of ascertain what are the options, and then we're going to put them to the government and see whether they're willing to help out.
Steve, always a pleasure to have a chat, and what an incredible situation we have got ourselves in. While I suppose everyone is concentrating on what's happening overseas and with our Prime Minister, but you forget what's happening in our island state. Steve Old, what a pleasure, mate. Good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you, Mike.
Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Steve Old, of course, Chief Executive with THA and Tasmania Talks.
Tasmania Talks with Mike O'Loughlin, weekday mornings from 9.